Alex, you had an experience yesterday, and sorry if we were kind of apprehensive at first, thinking like that something bad happened, but you're saying you were in danger yesterday?
I genuinely feel like I'm lucky to be in here this morning, and I'm panicked that it's just a matter of time before I'm not. I was at the gas station yesterday filling up, and one thing about me, Porkchop mentioned this briefly yesterday, I think towards the end of the show, but I have a very messy car, and I will, like, when I get my mail, any of the junk mail and things like that, I will throw on the floorboard of my passenger seat side. And so after a while, there's so much trash on my floor, I have to dump it out, and usually I will do that at home, but it was just so bad yesterday while I was pumping gas, I was like, I'm just going to take all this and I'm going to throw it in the trash. Well, as soon as I had picked up all my mail and put it in that trash can next to the pump, it clicked in my head, oh my God, I'm throwing away my mail that has my name, my full address on it, in a public place. And as I'm doing that, I look up, I make eye contact with a man who is standing outside of his car, staring at me.
No!
And watching me do that, and I'm like, okay, I can't, you know, reach. I'm not going to reach back in there and grab it. That's disgusting.
So you're going to leave, like, it there for him to take?
Well, so what I did was I get back in my car, and I'm watching him, and he's still looking at me. He waits a second. He comes up to the trash can, sticks his hand in, and pulls out one of my pieces of mail.
Stop! Stop it.
I swear to God. And I am in a full-on panic. I'm snapping photos of him as he's doing this, sending them to my girlfriend, saying, if I end up missing, this is who did it. Because I just knew immediately in my mind it was that intuition that I should not have done that. And so he picked up a piece of mail, looked at it for a minute, almost like memorizing my address, I feel like, put it back. He sees me watching him, so I think that's the only reason he put it back, walks back to his car, and then instead of getting in his car and drive away, he stands on the outside of his door the entire time just watching. I think he's waiting for me to leave so he can reach into the trash can and take my mail with him, but I am too scared to leave, so I'm just sitting there waiting. It's basically like a battle of who's going to move first. I'm not going to leave till you leave and vice versa.
So who ended up moving? Who ended up, like, leaving the scene first?
I had to, because I had a facial appointment and I couldn't be late. I was going to get there barely on time. So
might,
I was like,
be your last one ever.
Well, I know. So I had to leave. So I don't know if he waited and then he did reach and take my mail. But that was one of those scary experiences where I was like, Alex, you are such an idiot. You know, for the person that is constantly on guard and thinking ahead when it comes to being safe and proactive about, like, protecting yourself from strangers and weirdos out there, that was probably the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. And as soon as I did it, I knew what I did.
26 years is not a bad time. You did a good job.
Like, I don't throw my mail away here at the radio station because I'm paranoid that some stalker weirdo is going to go through the trash at the radio station.
We have a recycling program here. Like, you could slide it in. There's two bins in the building where they shred everything up. You could bring it here.
Well, if it's shredded, that's fine. But I won't throw it away like in the outdoor trash.
833 Joe Alex. Has anybody had a creepy, kind of scary, weird experience like Alex is talking about right there? I'm assuming mainly women, but maybe guys have had some crazy people come after them too. 833 Joe Alex. Live the Web Girl, you had something?
Yeah, one time when I was in college, I was leaving my apartment and I was in the parking garage underneath my apartment, and I was walking to my car, and there was someone who was, like, getting out of their car, and they were, like, an older person. And I'm like, this is a college apartment. Like, what are they doing in here? And they were watching me, ooh, like, for, like, a little too long as I was walking from the elevator to my car, and I had my heavy backpack on, and I even, like, took off my backpack and put it in my hand and carried it by my hand because I've heard people can come up from behind and pull you back by your backpack.
Yes.
And I did that. And he was, like, kind of, like, walking closer to me as I was, like, getting in my car. And I dialed 911 on my phone and had it in my hand. And even when I got into my car and I was driving out and he was still there, and he stopped me. And I, like, didn't want to stop, but because, like, of the parking garage, I had to wait until it opened up, and I was, like, sliding my, like, key fob into it to open it up, so my window was automatically down, and then he ended up just asking me for directions.
Oh, gosh.
So
that's,
I, like,
really smart, though, about the backpack.
I misjudged the situation, but I had 911 dialed in everything just in case to call.
I could have seen like the other side though, Liv. Like that guy could have simply said, "Excuse me, can you help me with directions?" You could have ran then, but like maybe he could have said that compared to like crop, 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 like just walking behind you like in the dark underground of a parking garage. How scary that could be.
Yeah.
I think some guys, like good dudes, don't realize how creepy they can be to another woman, how they can make them feel scared. They're not intentionally doing it, but it's like, man, you're scaring the crap out of me. What are you doing? Let's go to Caitlin this morning. 833 Joe Alex, if you want to join in. Hey, Caitlin, what happened with you?
So I answered my door, and this is like right after I bought my house. And this guy's trying to convince me, I'm selling something to purify your water. Can I test your water? It's free. I'm like, well, we can go to the side of my house, and you can use the water hose. And he's like, no, I have to come inside and test it in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, well, now's not a good time because I was home alone with my little boy. And he's like, oh, well. Well, do you have anyone that lives with you? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a husband? And I was like, I think you should just come back another day. And he just kept trying to convince me to tell him if I lived alone.
Mm-mm.
I asked him for a business card, and he's like, I don't have any. He's not, like, in a business outfit. He's just in, like, khaki shorts and a way big T-shirt with holes in it. And then, like, I go ask my neighbor about it, and she's like, I've never seen him. The guy came back 2 days later trying to get inside again.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the thing that's really scary is he said, hey, I'm the mulligan man. I'm like, wait, isn't it Culligan? Like, oh, no, I'm the mulligan man.
You are so smart to ask for a business card and so smart to not tell him who you live with. That's one of the things. They will ask you those types of questions. And human traffickers that are, like, hanging out at Target or whatever, that come up to you and start casually making conversation, but being like, so, do you have a boyfriend? You know, even if it's a woman, they're doing that to find information to see how easy of a target you would be to snatch.
Some people might, but listen, the other side of me, like, maybe that does happen, but I feel like there's a majority of people, just good people, like, oh, blah, 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 just, you know, asking a nice, like, really sweet question. I think that's what they're doing. Let's go to Alex and see what she thinks. Alex, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey. So obviously guys are super creepy at the gas station, and they always ask you for your number and if you're married, but this one time I was at the grocery store, and I was checking out, and this guy was standing there. And it had taken me a while to get out, but when I got out, he was, like, waiting for me in his truck and, like, pulled up as I was walking with my car, got to my car, and was, like, asking me, you know, you're so beautiful, will you marry me? And he was, like, older, so it was just, like, really creepy.
That is very creepy.
Yikes.
Grandpa on the loose again. Hey, Alex, thank you for calling in. Sorry you had to go through that, but we really appreciate your call.
You know, something actually semi-similar happened to me when I was 13.
And no way.
I remember, like, my heart was pounding. I went to the movies with my mom, and in the middle of the movie, I was like, hey, Mom, could I go get a drink? She was like, yeah, sure. I was, like, 13 years old, so she gave me some money. I'm standing in line, and some guy comes up to me, and he's like, hi. What's your name?
Ooh.
He's like, how old are you? And I was like, I'm 13. And then he got, like, all kind of disappointed and then walked away. And I was like, what?
100% pork chop. He was trying to get you, but a typical pedophile is not interested once you are puberty age. I'm telling you, these are things they're all of a sudden uninterested. That's what that was.
So you're saying if I was like 11,
he would have tried to take you. There's not a doubt in my mind. Listen, be aware. Stay woke.
You need to move.
Coming from the person who threw away her mail with her address in there, take all of her advice.
I learned my lesson.
Okay.